Time now on our pregame show to visit with Mike Boshi, head coach of the BSU men's basketball team. Coach, coming off of a rough weekend last weekend at Moorhead. I don't think there's any questioning the fact that you guys have opened up with three really good opponents, two of them on the road. How much has that played into your record right now?
Well, I certainly think it has some effect. And, you know, it's just the way the schedule is drawn out. But, you know, we certainly have to take some responsibility for some of our play. And we're going to continue to grind and try to figure out the best possible way to get this team to play as well as it possibly can. We show signs of being really good. We just can't consistently maintain those stretches. And, you know, some of the things we're doing just kill us. And so hopefully we can kind of keep on growing and figure things out. It's a wild year and a lot of things going on. But, you know, we'll continue to work hard and try to figure it out and try to be the best team that we can be moving forward.
Flat out, if you shoot better, how many more games have you won?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we have the in basketball, you have the shooting game, and then you have the basketball game. If you lose the shooting game, chances are you're not going to be very successful in the basketball game. And so that's a big part of it. You know, we're getting great production from our post players, Derek Thompson and Cody Landwehr. Cody really stepped up. We challenged him a little bit, stepped up his game now. And so now we have a dual threat inside that we can go to either one of them, whoever has the matchup. And I feel like they're going to get us a basket. But now we need to be able to step up and knock down some perimeter shots. And this day and age, the three-point line is so valuable. It is such a huge tool to being successful, and we're just not able to pluck those off right now.
Well, and if you're not shooting well from the perimeter, they can sag more help down low, and yeah, makes it impossible to score, doesn't it?
It does, and it's been a challenge. I mean, those guys, the big guys, are getting more and more coverages, more digs. We're going to start seeing more doubles. We've got to be able to find a way to make more perimeter shots. And it's not for a lack of trying. You know, our guys shoot a lot. We get in the gyms at night, and you know, bring them back a couple nights a week to get some extra shots up. So, and Griffin Chase is historically a really good shooter. You know, Nick Wagner is historically a really good shooter. So we have the firepower. I feel like we just got to be able to step up and knock them down now.
Is it anything mechanical in that shot that's off, or are they rushing shots, or are they just not flat out not falling?
You know, there's always some, you know, can you change or do some technical to improve a couple percentage points on your shooting? Some of them, you know, obviously there's some late shot clocks ones that, you know, we didn't get anything good in the possession, but we got to chuck it up at the end. But a lot of them are pretty good looks, you know, and I'm even starting to see some shot fakes from open looks. And I don't want to see that, you know. If you got an open look, I want you to believe in what you can do and make teams pay for plugging gaps, plugging holes, giving help on the inside and knock them down. So we'll keep working through it, and we'll stay positive, and you know, hopefully we'll turn a corner here.
I know there's no definitive answer to this question, but generally speaking, what percentage of kids are coming out of high school with a technically sound jump shot?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, it's just thinking through it a little bit. Yeah, it may be lacking. I mean, without knowing it, may be lacking a little bit. Either the guide hand is helping a little bit or getting in the way, or the release isn't correct. You know, the three-point line could affect the kids at a younger age because it's such a huge tool.
Well, yeah, they're shooting it from their hip at that age.
Exactly. And I think that could be really hurting, you know, the game in some respects. You know, and I've got a young guy too, a little 13th, 7th grader that likes to chuck him from three, and you know, it's not technically sound because he's not strong enough to do it yet. Now I feel like I probably have to change it. You know, he's an 8th or 9th grader, but I don't know that everybody has that ability to change it, you know, in 8th or 9th grade like you should.
Derek Thompson, Cody Landwehr right now combining for 71% of your points last weekend. You can lean on those two guys. You can lean on good posts. But even if you have a third shooter on a given night, how much easier does that make their job?
So much. It's an absolute must that it has to happen. I think Cody and Derek, just in the Friday, the Saturday night games in my mind a little bit more right now, but I think they took 24 shots and got 40 points out of it. And that's almost a 1.7 point per possession number. Astounding. I mean, we're not losing any games. I don't care if we're playing Olay defense, if we get 1.7 points a game, a shot. And So it just shows you how much we've got to work to make sure those perimeter guys are finding ways to get buckets and to put the ball in the hole, because the teams are going to eliminate it. They're going to try to eliminate those two, or if not eliminate it, limit it. And we've got to be able to deliver.
We've talked all offense here. Let's go to the other end of the court. If you're not hitting shots, you got to play defense that much better, don't you?
Yeah, you really got to play defense amazingly well, and you can't turn the ball over. Two things that are very, very important. And on Friday in Moorhead, we turned the ball over 19 times, and it wasn't anything Moorhead did. It was just kind of silly turnovers that we did. Poor decision making, not reading the right situation correctly. And if you give Moorhead 19 turnovers, just think how many shots. I mean, that's 19 shots you gave up to them. And, you know, I did some quick math after the game. And if we just have an average number of turnovers, you know, say 9 or 10, I think it's a league average, about 9 or 10. If we scored 1 point, just one, I said Derek and Cody score 1.7 a possession. If we just scored 1 point on those, okay, well, that's 10 more points we could have scored. Now, Moorhead scored 20-some on those 19. So you take those 10 away. So let's just say Moorhead only gets 1 point for one of our turnovers. So that's 10 more. That's 20 points that we could have eliminated. And then if we just shoot like an average number from three, let's say 9 and 19. We're 3 and 19. So that's 18 more points from three on a 43% shooting night from three. So that's 38 points. We just kind of lost, vanished into midair. And, you know, that's how you lose, Schulte. It's not a complicated process. 38 points, it's too much to give away.
More with Coach Boucher when we return. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.